Service quality strategies by private security firms in Kenya. 4. P. B. Gatoto Florence Wangai. B21100102012. A thesis submitted to the School of Business Management and Economics in partial fulfillment of the degree of Master of Business Administration of Deton Rimatili. RSITY at Tech, HNOLOGY. Reni. R/U. January, 2015. And FJ1, foot P. Declaration. This thesis is my original work and has not been presented for examination in any institution or university. Signature. Star. Date. XJ. Florence Gatoto. Registration number. B21100102012. This thesis has been submitted for examination with our recommendation as Deton Kimathi University of Technology Supervisors. GIM. Signature. Date. Dr. Anita Wachira. Department of Business Administration, Deton Kimathi University of Technology. Signature. Date, 9R/J/Q/. X. Dr. Lillian NWEMDA. Department of Business Administration, Deton Kimathi University of Technology. Dedication. I dedicate this research to my loving parents Mr. and Mrs. Gatoto and my entire family for their unwavering support and encouragement throughout this master's program. May God bless you abundantly. %+0%. Acknowledgement. I thank God Almighty for His love, care and the gift of life. I also wish to thank Deton Kimathi University of Technology for offering me a chance to further my studies. I acknowledge all my lecturers who have imparted invaluable knowledge to me. I single out Dr. Anita Wachira and Dr. Lillian NWEMDA, who guided me in writing this thesis. I also acknowledge the branch managers, operations managers, base commanders, and supervisors of Wells Fargo Limited, Bob Morgan Services, G4 Security Services, SecureX Agencies, Total Security Group, Radar Security Limited, Fidelity Security, Corporate Security, Cobra Security and Riley Security, who were the respondents in the study and / provided necessary information which this project successful. Lastly but not least, I wish to all that in TMVHO have been then appreciate my family who have been there for me and supported me throughout my studies. Veronia. Declaration. Table of Contents. 11. Dedication. Acknowledgement. If. Table of Contents. V. List of Tables. V. List of Errors. X. List of Abbreviations and Acronyms. KISI. Abstract percent. Kissia. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1. 1.1 Background of the study. 1. 1.2 Statement of the problem. 6. 1.3 Purpose of the study. 1.4 Objectives. 7. 1.5 Research questions, HBS. 8. 1.6 Significance of the study. 1.7 Scope of study. 1.8 Limitations of study. 9. 1.9 Assumptions of the study. 9. 1.10 Operational definitions of terms. 10. Chapter 2, Literature Review. 11. 2.1 Introduction. 11. 2.2 Overview of Service Quality. 11. 2.3 Theoretical Framework. 13. March 2, 2001 Gap Model in Service Quality. 13. March 2, 2002 Serif Call Theory. 15. March 2, 2003 Extended Model. 16. Figure 2.3 Extended Service Model. 17. 2.4 Empirical Review. 18. April 2, 2001 Employee Capacity. 18. April 2, 2002 Service Process. 22. April 2, 2003 Relationship with Stakeholders. 25. 2.5 Research Gap. 27. 2.6 Analysis of Variables. 29. 2.7 Conceptual Framework. 30. July 2, 2001 Employee Capacity. 31. %, 0. July 2, 2002 Service Operations. Mes. July 2, 2003 Relationship with Stakeholders. 31. 2.8 Operational Framework. 32. Chapter 3, Research Methodology. 33. 3.2 Research Design. 3.1 Introduction. 33. 3.3 Target Population and Sample. 33. 3.4 Data Collection Instruments. 34. 3.5 Validity. 35. 3.6 Data Analysis. 35. V. Chapter 4, Data Analysis, Present Entrance and Interpretation. 4.1 Introduction. 38. 38. 4.2 Response Rate. 38. 4.3 Socio-Demographic Data. 38. March 4, 2001 Distribution of Respondents by Gender. 38. March 4, 2002 Distribution of Respondents by Age. 39. March 4, 2003 Distribution of Respondents by Level of Education. 40. 4.4 Service Quality Dimension. 40. April 4, 2001 Assurance. 41. April 4, 2002 Reliability. 41. April 4, 2003 Tangibility. 42. April 4, 2005 Responsiveness. 43. /SVFC. 4.5 Descriptive Statistics on Research Objectives. May 4, 2001 Effect of Employee Capacity on Service Quality. 44. May 4, 2002 Relationship Between Service Process and Service Quality. 49. May 4, 2003 Effect of Relationship with Stakeholders on Service Quality. 51. 4.6 Inferential Statistics. 53. Chapter 5, Summary, Discussion, Conclusions and Recommendations. 56. 5.1 Introduction. 56. 5.2 Summary of Findings. 56. February 5, 2001 Service Quality Dimensions. 56. 44. February 5, 2002 Effect of Employee Capacity on Service Quality. 58. February 5, 2003 Effect of Service Process on Service Quality. 59. February 5, 2004 Effect of Relationship with Stakeholders and Service Quality. 60. 5.3 Discussion of Findings. 60. March 5, 2001 Effect of Employee Capacity on Service Quality. 60. March 5, 2002 Effect of Service Process on Service Quality. 61. March 5, 2003 Effect of Relationship with Stakeholders and Service Quality. 62. 5.4 Conclusion. 62. April 5, 2001 Service Process and Service Quality. 62. April 5, 2002 Relationship with Stakeholders and Service Quality. 63. April 5, 2003 Employee Capacity and Service Quality. 63. 5.5 Recommendations of the Study. 63. 5.6 Recommendations for Future Studies. 64. References. 66. Appendix I, Letter of Introduction. 70. 10. List of Tables. Table 2.1 Analysis of Variables. 29. Table 3.1 Target Population and Sample. 34. Table 4.1 Distribution of Respondents by Age. 39. Table 4.2 Assurance. 41. Table 4.3 Reliability. 42. Table 4.4 Tangibility. 42. Table 4.5 Empathy. 43. Table 4.6 Responsiveness. 44. Table 4.7 Employee Training. 46. Table 4.8 Employee Appraisal. 46. Table 4.9 Job Terms and Conditions. 47. Table 4.10 Recruitment and Vetting. 48. Table 4.11 Technology Use. 49. Table 4.12 Organizational Structure. 50. Table 4.13 Service Operations. 51. Table 4.14 Collaboration with Police. 51. Table 4.15 Industrial Relations. 52. Table 4.16 Grievance Handling. 52. Table 4.17 Regression Output. 53. Table 5.1 Ranking of the Variables. 63. T9. List of Figures. Figure 2.1 Gap Model. 14. Figure 2.2 Serifqual Model. 16. Figure 2.3 Extended Model. 17. Figure 2.5 Conceptual Framework. 30. Figure 2.4 Conceptual Framework. 30. Figure 4.1 Distribution of Respondents by Gender. 39. Figure 4.2 Distribution of Respondents by Level of Education. 40. Figure 4.3 Frequency of Trainings Offered to Employees. 45. X. List of Abbreviations and Acronyms. IT Information Technology. KSIA Kenya Security Industrial Association. SIA Protective Security Industrial Association. PSCS Private Security Companies. TQM Total Quality Management. / A. Plus 0%. 11. Abstract. This study sought to identify service quality strategies by private security firms in Kenya. Specifically, the study aimed to evaluate the effects of employee capacity on service quality, assess the relationship between service process and service quality, and to analyze how relationship with stakeholders influences service quality. To achieve the above objectives, the study adopted a descriptive research design. The target population was a census of 60 managers, comprising of 11 branch managers, 11 operations managers, 18 base commanders and 20 supervisors of all selected 11 companies under Kenya Industrial Security Association, KSIA, located within Nyeri County. Self-administered questionnaires were used to collect data from the respondents. Descriptive statistics such as frequency distribution and measures of central tendency were used to analyze data. A regression model was also used to establish the relationship between the dependent variables and the independent variables. Service process had the greatest influence on service quality, seconded by relationship with stakeholders, while employee capacity had the least influence on service quality. Additionally, the regression model generated explains the variables of the study. The study recommends that security firms should continue improving in-service process since it has the highest influence on service quality. Delivering quality service is essential for achieving organizational success and survival in the competitive world. Additionally, to enhance service quality, that private security firms should create synergy between service process and relationship with stakeholders since the variables had a significant relationship with service quality. In order to enjoy economies scale through delivery of quality services. Percent. Chapter 1. Introduction 1.1 Background of the study. For the last two decades, the service industry has been identified as a key driver in the growth of developed and developing economy in this increasingly competitive market. One of the most important tenets of service organization is to maintain an ongoing relationship with their customers in order to protect their long-term interest. Considering this competitive environment, there is a need for service providers to plan strategies that will differentiate them from others. This can be achieved through the delivery of superior service, which leads to increased customer satisfaction. Rombach and Whittle, 2008. Eason and Williams. According to Abraham Sen and Williams, 2005, the private security industry comprises those actors who provide security services. The main market for private security industries are Immercial Farms, E-Services, the May, UAE, Banks, Government Agencies, Commercial Farms, Embassies, International Organizations, Q/ER Private Sec, NGOs, and Refugee Camps. The functions of private security companies include patrolling, T private scrutiny and detect IONO, and guarding of private property, prevention and detection of theft, protection of individuals from bodily harm, maintaining public order at events, concerts, reporting and responding to incidents and calls, installation and maintenance of alarm systems and alarm centers, fleet management and cash in transit management. The Private Security Regulation Bill, 2010, allows individual or firm person to provide the following private security services. provision of private security guard services, installation of burglar alarms and other protective equipment, private investigations and consultancy, car tracking and surveillance, closed-circuit television, provision of guard dog. 1. Services, security for cash in transit, access control installation, or any other service authorized by the board through a notice in the Gazette, Republic of Kenya, 2010. Today the global trend for contracting out the supply of military and security services is steadily growing. Security is being transformed from a service for the public or common good into a privately provided service. The private security service sector has experienced 4. Spectacular GRH since the end of the Cold War. The steady increase of the industry's global turnover was maintained even during the international financial crisis, 2008-2009, due to the impressive expansion of the market for this type of service in emerging economies, Steeton and Sauer, 2007. Governments also contract private security firms where the option is cost-effective. Many states worldwide are increasingly outsourcing functions to private contractors that were traditionally undertaken by their military and police, partly in response to public security sector downsizing, but also because of the changing nature of warfare. This allows governments and public institutions to increase efficiency by concentrating on their core functions whilst transferring surplus responsibilities to private sector, Lernerhan and Seckener, 2008. According to Freedonia Report, 2011, the global security service market was worth $138.6 billion in 2007 and was estimated at $152.5 billion in 2009. It will continue to grow at 7.4% annually, reaching $218.4 billion in 2014. Much of the sector's growth will be stimulated in the leading emerging economies where it is projected that the turnover will increase at double-digit rates. The Confederation of European Security Services estimated in 1999 that more than 500,000 guards were employed by 10,000 private security companies, PSCS, in the European Union. The report also indicates that over 200,000 private security guards are employed in southeastern Europe, considerably more than the number of police officers employed in those states. For example, in Israel, the United Kingdom, United States and South Africa, the number of employees in PSCS they employ exceed those of public law enforcement agencies. The private security sector in Africa is in itself a reflection of a global trend, by which the post-Cold War triumph of neoliberalism at the turn of the 1990s and its global expansion has given drive to a shift towards privatization. This has been demonstrated by outsourcing of percent non-core functions to PSCS in the West and the exportation of these privatized services to conflict and post-conflict settings, giving way to an increasing ceding of the traditional security space to private actors on a global. However, while more stable countries of the West have managed to hold on to the control over the use of legitimate violence by retaining their core security functions and effectively regulating private security providers, this is far from the case in Africa. The low institutional capacity of the African states to institutional capacity deliver the public good of physical security for citizens efficiently and effectively has created the security vacuum, Kraman, 2003. Kenyan government institutions, specifically the law enforcement agency, is charged with the responsibility of providing internal security to the citizens. The Kenyan security situation has deteriorated in recent years with an upsurge of carjacking, bank robberies, burglaries, attacks on business and individuals has adversely affected business viability, economic 3. Stability and in turn community stability. As insecurity increases in Kenya out of the state's inability to provide adequate security to the people and enterprises, people are turning to private security firms to ensure their personal and property safety. The evident gaps in security were first filled by non-profit neighborhood groups who graduated to vigilante and militia groups who started charging protection fees to guarantee security. This resulted to more insecurity and bigger security gaps. The PSCS came in to fill these evident gaps. Their services are available to people who can and are willing to pay, Wairogu, Kemendu and Sengo, and In Kenya, the private security industry is one of the fastest growing sectors of the economy and it is a significant employer. In 2004, the industry was valued at $43 million and provided employment to about 50,000 Kenyans. It is spread across the country, although it is much more visible in urban centers than it is in rural areas. The private security industry fills the O. gaps that government may be unable to bridge using their security architecture, MKUTU and SEPRALA, 2007. There are currently two competing industry associations in Kenya, the Kenya Security Industry Association, KSIA, and the Protective Services Industry Association, SIA. KSIA is an association of the bigger companies, whereas SIA consists of the medium to smaller PSCs. KSIA is the older of the two associations. The main aim of KSIA is to establish and maintain quality standards and good practices in the sector, and also to provide a central organization to liaise with government, police and emergency services. KSIA specifies technical and operational standards that all members must comply with, aiming to make 4. KSIA membership a seal of quality to clients who adhere to the set standards. Currently, the association currently has a membership of approximately 30 companies. Abrahams and Williams, 2005. KSIA has endorsed the new minimum wage requirement as stipulated in Private Security Regulation Bill, 2010. SNU was formed in direct attack response to the new minimum wage requirements, by arguing that the new minimum wage increase by 12.5% would significantly add to the cost of salaries for private security, would make security available only to the wealthy. Additionally, it would force a number of smaller security companies out of business. Currently, the association has a membership of approximately over 50. / ABIS I. Leeway to Substandard Services, KSIA, 2005. The private security market in Kenya is highly differentiated and highly competitive. While companies, senior members do not comply with the minimum wage requirement, giving the leading PSCs offer a package of advanced, integrated security services, the vast majority guarding services. This differentiation in the sector consists of three-tier structure. At the top, a few big companies offering integrated company security solutions at a high cost, middle tier providing predominantly guarding and use of technology, and a bottom tier of small, often unregistered companies, offering only manned guarding at very low prices. Guarding remains essential for most organizations, resulting in intense competition as companies from all three tiers bids for the same contracts. This makes the security companies to use pricing strategies to gain competitive advantage and ignore the quality aspect of services, Abrahamson and William, 2005. 5. Currently in the country, the number of asserted that here are currently as many as 2,000 private security companies in the country, however no exact number is available. This discrepancy has come into existence since no special license is required and security companies are registered in the same manner as any other business, hence a vast number of companies are not registered and operate illegally as the security industry remains largely unregulated by government. This is a critical omission on the part of government as it allows industry players to lower standards of security services provided to citizens, Wakefield 2005. L. Nkumi, 2010, notes that although there are over 2,000 security companies operating in Kenya, only 21 companies were members of the KSIA. This means that the majority fall outside the ambit of the industry's self-regulation mechanisms. Besides, a sizable number of locally owned security companies operate illegally, since they are not registered with government authorities. Additionally, there is no specific government body to regulate the industry, neither is there a policy framework that sets the rules and guidelines for the industry. As a consequence, many companies pay a little attention to labor laws, work ethics, and service standards. Employees of the private security companies are often young, incompetent, inadequately trained and equipped, and lack the motivation to deliver quality services. 1.2 Statement of the problem. Currently, there is no specific government oversight body to regulate the private security industry. Consequently, there are over 2,000 security companies operating in Kenya. Approximately 30 PSCS are members of the Kenya Security Industry Association, KSIA. This means that majority fall outside the ambit of the industry self-regulation mechanisms. Besides, a sizable number of locally owned security companies operate illegally, since they are not registered with government authorities. As a consequence, many companies pay a little attention to service standards to bridge the gap. KSIA was formed by companies in need to comply with the set standards which are drawn from the laws of Kenya, internationally accepted technical and systems specifications, and the professional experience of all member island companies, to establish a set of benchmarks. The study therefore evaluated the extent of implementation of set service strategies to enhance service quality by private security firms so as to advise relevant bodies on the same. 1.3 Purpose of the staff. Tejis by private scale. To assess service quality strategies by private security firms in Kenya. 1.4 Objectives. I. To evaluate the effects of employee capacity on service quality by private security firms in Kenya. To assess the relationship between service process and service quality by private security firms in Kenya. To analyze how the relationship with stakeholders influences service quality by private security firms in Kenya. 7. 1.5 Research questions. What is the effect of employee capacity on service quality by private security firms in Kenya? How does service process influence service quality by private security firms in Kenya? Why is the effect of stakeholder relationship on service quality by private security firms in Kenya? 1.6 Significance of the study. Service quality is one of the critical success factors that influence the competitiveness of an organization. The results of study are anticipated to provide a positive contribution in the RMPETITION strategic development of healthy competition strategies among service providers by providing high service quality that satisfies customer needs. The customers may benefit since they will be mirror needs. The CUR versus S under unregulated. Better informed of their purchase rights under unregulated and volatile market conditions. The research also invited submission of papers the present role, barriers, challenges and issues of quality improvement initiatives in the service sector due to the fact service sector has become the dominant element of the economy in the industrialized nations. It may have implications for managers and entrepreneurs responsible for quality improvement in service sector including SMEs by gaining a better understanding of customer needs and the use of this knowledge to design better services. Further, such information will enhance the achievement of Kenya's Vision 2030 since security is a vital enabler in economic pillar. Since security is critical in ensuring human and economic development by creating a favorable environment for generating wealth and by extension brings about a reduction in crime and lawlessness which will make Kenya globally competitive. 1.7 Scope of study. The study was confined in Nyeri County, specifically the 11 members of KSIA targeting specific employees in the PSCS. The association was selected over its many years of operations, wide coverage and incorporation of service standards. 1.8 Limitations of study. The proposed study was faced with a number of limitations. Since information on quality service was provided by employees, there is a possibility of failure by the respondents to v/v disclose vital information due to confidentiality of the information and need to conceal their business secrets which may distort the results. The study was mainly based on assessment of employee capacity, service process and relationship with stakeholders on the impact of service quality, hence the study gives room to other studies in the same area, since service quality has become a major area of attention to practitioners, managers and researchers owing to its strong impact on business performance, cost efficiency, customer satisfaction, customer loyalty and profitability. 1.9 Assumptions of the study. The study was based on the assumptions that all listed members of KSIA have a quality of seal as a set of standards, additionally that number of registered members will not vary over a period of study and that police, customers and employees are the stakeholders in the PSCs. 9. 1.10 Operational definitions of terms. Employee capacity, Degree of ability in which an employee is empowered to deliver services. Private security companies. Companies offering different security services to people willing to pay for the services. Relationship with stakeholders. Nature of relationship between public security, employees and customers as stakeholders and private v. security firms. Service. Service process. The sequence of activities and steps, the flows and between these activities, and the resources. RFCLJ producing and delivering the service. Service quality. Outcome. 3. F. How well the AMEJO matches specifications. Yes. Service level delivered. 10. Chapter 2. Literature review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter presents the theoretical as well as the empirical literature. The theoretical literature focuses on the relationship that exists between service quality and gap model, ServQual theory and extended service model. The empirical literature focuses on what previous researchers have found out in the area. It is guided by the research variables. Is researchal. 4L. V of service. 2.2 Overview of service quality. Today, globalization and liberalization are affecting the economies of not only developing but also developed countries. The focus areas for organizations are also changing from profit maximization to maximizing profits through increased customer satisfaction. In today's NES, intoimizing profit struggle world of global competition, rendering quality services a key for success, and many experts percent W are of the view that the most powerful competitive trend currently shaping business and EGLASP 1Q 2003 marketing strategy is service quality. The same need has been identified in businesses and specifically the private sector, Mazar and Mikit. Need of quality management has been caused by the prevailing market environment in the service sector, increasing competition from private players, changing and improving technologies, and continuous shifts in the regulatory environment, which has led to the growing customer sophistication. Additionally, customers have become more aware of their requirements and demand higher standards of services, since their perceptions and expectations are continually evolving, making it difficult for the service providers to measure 11. And manage services effectively. Hence, the success of any organization lies on effective customer service management, Tlaib and Rauman, 2010. According to Azubanting, McLeary, and Swan, 1996, due to intense competition and the hostility of environmental factors, service quality has become a cornerstone marketing capability resulting to successful marketing strategy. Study by Duncan and Elliott, 2004, examined the link between service quality, financial performance, and efficiency. The study supported that there is a positive relationship between service quality and financial performance, whereas the positive relationship between efficiency, financial performance, and service quality were rejected. These results provide an end services to their customers in order to have a sustainable competitive advantage by MDI on G service quality in order to attain their objectives. Service quality management impacts positively on business performance. Delivering service. CNEVI on G. Organizing quality to customers is essential for achieving success and surviving in the competitive world. As it enhances the reputation of the FinIC's new customers through word of mouth and increases profitability. Organizing service. Hare, 2008, indicate TH, with financial perfoy and customer retention. Higher level of service quality have high levels of customer satisfaction, which sustainable competitive advantage. Wang, Low and Fewitt, 2003. Studies undertaken by Gora, Duff and Hare, 2008, indicate TH, an effective service quality strategy has a strong correlation with financial performance by reducing manufacturing costs, increasing customer loyalty and customer retention and enhancing it. 12. Empirical evidence of the positive relationship between service quality and financial performance, a fact which has also been proved by Gu et al. 2008. In the study by Lei and Dadong, 2003, asserted that quality holds the key to competing in today's global market by assisting in clear development of marketing strategies by building strong brand names. Despite the fact that quality management practices are primarily in the manufacturing sector, quality management in the service industries has been gaining momentum over the past decade through TQM 2.3 theoretical frame. Percent. March 2, 2001 gap model in service quality. The main idea of the model is focused on the premise that service quality is BP slash. The GAP model was developed by Perisherman, Zeitmull and Berry, 1985. They propose that service quality is dependent on the size and direction of the five gaps that can exist in the service delivery process. The various gaps visualized in the model are: Gap 1, difference between consumers' expectation and management's, versus perceptions of those expectations, not knowing what consumers expect. Gap 2, difference between management's perceptions of consumers' expectations and service quality specifications, improper service quality standards. Gap 3, difference between service quality specifications and service actually delivered. 13. Gap 4, difference between service delivery and the communications to consumers about service delivery, whether promises match delivery. Gap 5, difference between consumers' expectation and perceived service. The gap depends on the size and direction of the four gaps associated with the delivery of service quality on the marketer's side. The gap model for the study is presented in Figure 2.1 below. Expected service. Gap 5. Perceived delivery. Equals 1 equals service delivery. Customer. Company. External communication. Gap 4. Gap 2. Gap 1. Service standards. Gap 3. Perception. Consumer. Expectations. Figure 2.1 gap model. Source: Perisherman, Zeitmull and Berry, 1985. 14. March 2, 2002 Cervical theory. The theory was developed by Perisherman, Zeitmull and Berry, 1988, found five dimensions of service quality and developed a conceptual model. Each item in the instrument is of two types. One to measure expectations about firms in general within an industry, and the other measures perceptions regarding the particular company whose service is being assessed. Tangibility compares consumer expectations and the firm's performance regarding the firm's ability to manage its tangibles. Reliability reflects the consistency and d. tangibility of a R4R. Icerns. Dependability of a firm's performance, it establishes if the firm has kept its promise. Responsiveness concerns the willingness or readiness of employees to provide service and the firm's ability to meet customers' needs. Assurance addresses the competence of the firm, the courtesy it extends to the customers and the security of its operations, thus winning the customer's trust and confidence in the firm. Empathy, understanding the customer needs and making the services available and accessible to their customers, it also consists of the firm's willingness to go beyond customer needs. S. The Cervical model for the study is presented in Figure 2.2 below. VV. 15. Cervical dimensions. Tangibility. Reliability. Responsiveness. Assurance. Empathy. External factors influencing perception. T. Expectation. Perception. Figure 2.2 Cervical model. Source: Perisherman, Zeimer. March 2, 2003 Extended model. The extended service model of service quality. 6. So. Ellil and Berry, 1988. Degrees Q percent. Litiasa com. Perceived service quality. MBI on AT. Tin of gap theory and at SE. Cervical theory, it is relevant to this research study as private security service requires high consumer involvement in the consumption process. Hence, the attainment of quality service relies significantly on the co-contribution of the employees to the service delivery process. In this study, service quality is influenced by many other factors such as employee capacity, service operation and relationship with stakeholders. The extended model for the study is presented in Figure 2.3 below. 16. Market research orientation. Upward communication. GAPI. Level of management. Management commitment to quality. H' II setting. Gap 2. Task standards. percent. Perception of feasibility. Gap 5. Role conflict. 0.5. Service quality. Percent. Teamwork. Employee job fit. Gap 3. Technical job fit. Perceived control. Horizontal communication. Gap 4. Propensity to overpromise. Tangibility. Reliability. Responsiveness. Accuracy. Empathy. Figure 2.3 extended model. Source: Zeitmull, Berry and Perjeroman, 1988. 17. 2.4 Empirical Review. April 2, 2001 Employee Capacity. According to Lueg, 2006, authorities in business organizations during the early 19th failed to accord employees the required recognition and respect. But after the initiation of the theory of human capital, it was realized that human resource management should be combined with the organization's overall business strategy, since human resource practices play a crucial role in the management of service operation. In this regard, it became necessary for leadership to develop strategies to retain employees through human resource development. Ship T. Kumra, 2008, argues that service quality is not only involved in the final product and service, but also involved in the production and delivery process. Thus, employee involvement in process redesign and commitment is important to produce final products or services. Tomo and Wiley, 2004, in their study found a positive correlation between the capacity of Ersetis employees and service quality. They also found that customer satisfaction is directly related to the attitude and perceptions of employees, which relates to the organization and its Q/V management practices. To improve effectiveness in service quality, the organizations must build the capacity to retain, attract and employ an adequate number of high-quality employees in order to adapt to circumstances that are constantly changing. 2.4.1.1 Training and Development. According to a study by Schneider, Russell, Beatty and Baird, 2003, asserted that to provide high-quality service, employees need to get enough training in the necessary technical skills. 18. And knowledge and interactive skills. Interactive skills help employees to provide courteous, caring, responsive and empathetic service. Successful companies invest heavily in training and make sure that the training fits their business goals and strategies. To grow and maintain a workforce that is customer-oriented and focused on delivering quality service requires the organization to develop and invest in the right employee through frequent training and development are significant essentials in ensuring the IRA effective and beneficial performance of employees. This ensures that they render efficient and quality service to their customers whilst improving on their competencies. Palmer, 2008. B. Despite the size of the private security sector, there are no specific regulations or private SE requirements in terms of the tariff, percent de-vetting of guards, and the quality of training and services vary considerably from company to company. Most companies provide some training for their guard force, but some PSCS place guards on duty with little or no TVT. S provide fairly knowledge of basic security provision, while others provide fairly extensive courses. Given the unevenness of training and standards, concerns are frequently raised about the quality and usual integrity of security staff, with allegations that guards are in collusion with criminals. Urania and Unani, 2013. 2.4.1.2 Job terms and conditions. The private security sector is a major source of employment in Kenya, and it is currently estimated that the sector employs approximately 48,811 employees. Given the high dependency ratios in the country, it is further estimated that the industry supports 19. indirectly a total of 195,524 people. Private security is thus an important part of the economy, providing much needed employment. Stipulation of a minimum wage is currently the main and most controversial area of government regulation of the private security sector. Urania and Unani, 2013. According to Luhek, 2006, discontent is unlikely to be derived solely from remuneration or working hours, and that work enhancement is required for essential motivation, and that it is a constant process for the management to ensure that the work should have an adequate assessment to exploit the full capability of employees. Additionally, certain factors such as opportunity for advancement, gaining recognition, responsibility, challenging or stimulating work, sense of personal achievement ought to be taken into consideration in order for 2, 4, 1, 3, recruitment and vetting. C/ It is the duty of management to recruit the right personnel to fill the required positions. V77. Within the organization in order to ensure that stated objectives are achieved. Therefore, the main objective of recruiting is the need to attract and retain the right employee for the right work within the organization. In this regard, service organizations tend to engage employees for their service competences and preference. Luhek, 2006. 4. The organization should not only focus on recruiting the precise employees but also need to retain the best employees. Employee turnover is a major setback to the service organization, as it can be detrimental to customer satisfaction, employee morale and overall service quality. When an employee leaves the organization, it might affect the customers, due to the attachment the customer may have with that employee. Companies that consciously enact 20 strategies to create a culture of employee motivation are the companies that attract and retain the best talent and surpass their corporate objectives. Valerius, Zithamel, Bigner and Gremier, 2009. Highly skilled employees are critical in producing high quality outcomes and effective quality improvement, hence organizational growth. Hence there is a need for selective hiring. OA. Of qualified staff. Successful recruitment and retention of staff is tied to empowerment of staff by treating them as full partners in management and giving them opportunities for advancement. In order to facilitate service quality and growth, the organizations must implement effective human resource strategies which involve selective hiring and retention of employees by monitoring and ensuring that they meet performance and practice standards too. Idengram, 2000. Itzingo, 2004. Retain credentials, Argo Inc. A survey by Weirugu, Kendu, Ann, 2004, cited that employees of the private security companies are often young, incompetent, inadequately trained and equipped, and lack the motivation to deliver quality services. Additionally, the majority of the workforce in the private security industry comprises young school leavers aged between 18 and 30 years. As part of their effort to ensure higher quality and standards, KSIA read its members to subscribe to Staff Check, a database that contains information on employees, including guards previously employed by PSCS or laid off for misconduct. To try to curb the problem, KSIA have developed investigative capacities and collect information pertaining their employees through polygraph tests, KSIA report, 2005. 21. April 2, 2002 service process. A service process can be described as the sequence of activities and steps, the flows and interactions between these activities, and the resources required for producing and delivering the service outcome. An efficient and effective service delivery system is made up of multiple, interdependent service processes which should define the roles of people, technology, facilities, equipment, layout and processes that generate the required service outcome. Goldstein, Johnston, Duffy, and Rea, 2002. Estein. A. Afane. Percent. A study by Gua, Duff and Hare, 2008, indicates that companies with an excellent customer service record reported a 72% increase in profit per employee, compared to similar organizations that have demonstrated poor customer service. It is also very costly to attract new customers than retain existing customers. Therefore, achieving high levels of service is one method to keep customers both satisfied and loyal. OH. And is it doing? According to Goldstein et al. 2002, service process leads to an outcome resulting in the customer being either satisfied or dissatisfied with the service experience. It is of paramount importance that service organizations pay attention to designing the system by which service / end-to-end concepts are produced and delivered to customers. It is the role of delivery to ensure that the expected service outcome is received by the customer. 2.2.4.2.1 Technology use. Researchers in quality management have strongly emphasized on continuous improvement of products and processes and have argued that investments are very important elements in increasing productivity and reducing costs. Service providers are seeking continuous 22. Improvements in business performance through business process re-engineering, management resources planning, just-in-time, and self-directed work teams. Technology is essential for harnessing of information and data plays a critical role in the quality service investments that facilitate service assessment and improvement process, Caro and Caro, 2009. A study by Zhu and Nakata, 2007, argues that customer orientation is driven by service quality and impacts significantly on business performance. Furthermore, the study argues that the relationship between customer orientation and business performance can be positively influence capability. The impact of it capability on customer orientation is the result of enhanced service quality driven by technological changes the results to related activities such as the sharing of customer knowledge within the organization. M analyzing us Donny. Degrees 0/ 2.4.2.2 The organizational structure. The organizational structure is the organization's internal patternships, authority, and communication. A research by Sarton and Robinson, 2002, Chandler, 1962, agrees that organizations must fit structure and processes if the strategy wants produce positive results. The relationship between structure and performance is dependent on many other organizational functions. Therefore, a linkage between organizational structure and communication may improve communication capabilities, resulting in different levels of integration which in turn enhances quality. Gathering customer information, analyzing customer information and behavior, making, analyzing customer decisions and planning customer inertia. 23. Kafteris, Vondrams, and Jayardam, 2005, provides empirical evidence about the relationship between organizational structure and internal communication since organizational structure facilitates processing and flow of information. However, as organizational structure has many dimensions which affect communication, the organization need to realize the value of total quality management, TQM, implementation, by building internal organizational structure. The organizational structure should be capable of fully ox supporting the implementation of the preferred structure by providing control and flexibility of activities in order to adapt quickly to the changing marketplace. It is thus important to 1. Assess organizational structures when evaluating an organization's TQM implementation. R4T. LL Struckit. 2.4.2.3 Service Operation. Service operations included the process, procedures and systems towards service delivery through service design. Service design is the process of determining all the features and characteristics of a service. The design of the service must match the business strategy in order for the company to be successful. Service operations management has a pivotal role to play in support of the core business and must be closely coupled with the organization's strategy in order to create an environment that strongly supports the primary objectives of that organization, Amachone, Johnson and Anias, 2008. On research study by Gu et al., 2008, on the impact of process variation on financial performance and financial service institutions sheds further light on the dynamics of the impact of process orientation on customer satisfaction. They identify lack of rigorous policies and processes as one important factor that contributes to the substantial variation in service delivery. An improvement in processes can reduce the apparent variation in the process, and 24. Can have an indirect effect on business results through increased customer satisfaction. Hence process orientation, like employee management, supports a firm's customer orientation and has a direct effect on customer satisfaction. Based on the sensitivity of functions performed by PSCS, they ought to employ strict and efficient supervisory and surveillance regime to ensure that the security operations systems OA are working. Through immensely investing in the latest appropriate and cutting-edge electronic technology and other operational logistical framework to ensure the efficient ICs Faraj, Sister Ince. A very short time. In addition, they should be equipped with all the standard tools required for rescue and other interventions in emergencies. The drivers and crew should be fully trained in emergency preparedness and response. Sarant Prenla, 2007. April 2, 2003. Relationship with stakeholders. Stakeholders in an organization include employees, finance providers, government. Delivery of its services. For rapid response vehicles, they should be strategically stationed and manned on a 24/7 basis to ensure quick response to all distress calls of any nature within community and environment, consumers of the organization's products and special interest organizations, Coulter and Keller, 2009. 4. 2, 4, 3, 1, grievance handling. The manner in which complaints are received and addressed demonstrates an important measure of organizational commitment to quality care and customer satisfaction. A well-structured complaint and grievance policy is one of the foundations of good customer care service when clearly communicated to all parties involved. Legge, 1995. 25. For effective grievance handling, KSIA has set up policies and guidelines toward grievance handling. Any aggrieved customer is obliged first to address his grievance to the member company itself. If and only when a customer has failed to secure satisfaction from the company's formal channels of complaint, the customer will be entitled to submit a grievance to KSIA. The KSIA, through its tribunal, will then operate a system for assessing the merit of any customer or company dispute, and will give hearing and submit its findings to both parties. The findings are intended to give both parties an independent, informed and fair-minded assessment of the dispute at hand. KSIA, 2005. 2, 4, 3, 2, collaboration with police. The relationship between private security providers and the public police is crucially important in the effective delivery of security services. The private security sector in Kenya is unarmed, and PSCS relies on police backup for any serious incident involving firearms and other weapons. Most security companies report more than 5 incidents a week involving / firearms, and number has increased significantly in recent years. Where are you at? Al, 2007. In Kenya, the relationship between PSCS and police is non-formalized due to lack of a clear regulatory framework for the private sector and the absence of a consistent policy framework structuring the public-private security relationship. For these reasons, there is little collaboration between the public and the private security sectors. A high degree of suspicion also exists with the police regarding private security guards as frequent lawbreakers, and PSCS pointing out the involvement of police officers in criminal activities. Urania and Unani, 2013. 26. According to a study National Policy Summit Report, 2004, lack of information sharing, mistrust, and misinformation are the primary barriers to effective collaboration between PSCs and public security, which has an adverse effect on operations of PSCs. Police officers feel that private security personnel generally lack education and training and are threats to their policing domain of professionals versus non-professionals. PSCs, on the other hand, believe that public law enforcement officers have limited knowledge about the private security industry and do not appreciate the important role they play in solving and preventing crimes. Percent. 2, 4, 3, 3, industrial reality. Solves all aspects due to changes in industrial relations, involves all aspects of legal compliance that are required to be met by any organization. It includes changes in the Employment Relations Act, health and safety legislation, workers' accident compensation and other obligations and developments. I changes in the island compensation and NTAI on businesses v. specific to the Act. In order to maintain businesses, those are competitive and successful in a V77. Fast-changing global economy. The organizations must keep up with issues and trends that affect employment relationships and regulations, labor market and economics, and analyze contemporary employment issues to create healthy industrial relations. Victoria University, 2010. 2.5 Research gap. Service quality issues in the private security industry within developing economies have long been neglected when compared to research available in developed economies including Europe and the USA. The literature clearly suggests conducting research on service quality in 27. Developing economies will be viable since it will identify the areas of weakness with respect to service quality and offer suitable solutions in specifically Kenya. Most of the researches that have been conducted on service quality issues are based on consumer perspective compared to service quality issues based on management perspective, hence TL. 28. 2.6 Analysis of variables. Table 2.1 Analysis of variables. Variable or the study parameters findings. Employee capacity S. Training and development. Turner and Wiley, 2003. Valerizit R., 2009. A look at employee attitude, customer satisfaction, and bottom line consequence. Customer satisfaction, employee perception, service quality, training, customer orientation. Positive correlation between employee capacity, customer satisfaction, directly related to employee perceptions, which relate to management practices, which in turn affect service quality. Training and development are significant essentials in ensuring the effective and beneficial performance of employees and ensures that they render efficient and quality service to their customers. The organizational structure technology use service operations. Salin and Robinson, 2002, Zhu and Nakata, 2007, Gora, Duff and Hare, 2002, study on organizational structure, integration, in manufacturing performance. X-ray examining the link between customer orientation and business performance. Impact of process variation on financial performance and financial service. The organizational structure, performance, communication is, Kusnirnt. A. Service quality, business performance at capability, policies and policies, service delivery, service quality. There is a relationship between structure and performance, and linkage between organizational structure and communication may improve communication capabilities, resulting in different levels of integration, which in turn enhances quality. The relationship between customer orientation and business performance can be positively influenced by its capability. The impact of IT capability on customer orientation is the result of enhanced service quality driven by technological changes. Identify a lack of rigorous policies and processes as one important factor that contributes to the substantial variation in service delivery which affects service quality. 29. Relationship with national collaboration. BED, mistrust. The findings highlight the lack of stakeholder summit between public and information sharing, mistrust, and report private security, lack of information. Misinformation are primary barriers to, in Kenya, sharing effective collaboration between private, 2012, and public security providers. Misinformation. 2.7 Conceptual framework. This framework attempts to establish and explain factors that influence service quality. J. Strategies by private security companies. Kenya by determining the effects of independent variables, which are the service quality strategies on the dependent variable. The conceptual framework for the study that in figure 2.4 below. 05. Employee capacity. Service process. Service quality. Relationship with stakeholders. Dependent. Independent variables. Figure 2.5 conceptual framework. 30. July 2, 2001 Employee capacity. To grow and maintain a workforce that is customer-oriented and focused on delivering quality service requires the organization to develop and invest in the right employee through having constant training to ensure that they render efficient and quality service to their customers whilst improving on their competencies. July 2, 2002 Service operations. Service process that leads to an outcome resulting in the customer being either satisfied or dissatisfied with the service experience. It is of paramount importance that service organizations pay attention to designing the system by which service concepts are produced and delivered to customers. It is the role of delivery to ensure that the expected service outcome is received by the customer. The manner in which complaints are received and addressed demonstrates an important measure of organizational commitment to quality care and customer satisfaction. A well-structured complaint and grievance policy is one of the foundations of good customer care service when clearly communicated to all parties involved. A. 31. Employee capacity. Service process. 2.8 Operational framework. Training and development. Jobs in terms of conditions. Recruitment and vetting. Technology use. Organizational structure. Service operations. Grievance handling. Collaborations with police. Industrial relations. Measuring parameters. Figure 2.5 operational framework. The independent variable employee capacity will. Relationship with stakeholders. Service quality. Assurance. Reliability. Tangibility. Empathy. Responsiveness. Dependent variable. Effectiveness of human resource practices on employee capacity. The service process will be measured by extent use. Azure. Of technology, effect of organizational structure on services and nature of service operations. The relationship with stakeholders will be measured by the effectiveness in redressing grievances, linkages with police and nature of industrial relations. The dependent variable, on the other hand, will be measured by dimensions of service quality. 32. Chapter 3. Research Methodology 3.1 Introduction. This chapter describes how the study was conducted. It examines details regarding study design used, target population, sample size and sampling procedure, data collection and data analysis procedure. 3.2 Research Design. Research design is the general plan of how the researcher will go about answering research questions. It specifies the sources from which the researcher intends to collect data, measurement and analysis of data. Descriptive research design was used as it is was deemed to be the most appropriate since it intends to build assessments of service quality profiles of the companies based on set standards, Saunders, Lewis and Thorne, 2009. Editor, 2009. Cap. Recommend the use of descriptive design since it produces information that is of interest to policymakers even in business descriptive. 3.3 Target population and sample. The apostrophe L. Atting. The population of the study consisted of 11 companies operating in Yarra County, specifically the employers that directly influence service quality during the service process, representing 39% of the total members under KSIA. The association was selected because of its many years of operations and the fact it has set standards which acted as a benchmark to assess service quality. Branch managers, operations managers, base commanders, and supervisors of PSCS apostrophe branch were purposively selected, summing to 60 respondents for the study since they provided. 33. Greater insight on quality of services offered. Editor, 2009, contend that population studies or is more representative as it gives everyone an equal chance. Table 3.1 Target population and sample. Company. Wells Far. Bob Morgan. RGO Limited. 4L. Vices. Branch. Managers. 1. Operations. Managers. Base. Commanders. Supervisors. Total. Employees. Percentage. Percent. 10. 12. G4 Security SE. 13. SecureX Agencies. Total Security. Security Group. Radar Security Limited. Fidelity Security. Corporate Security. B. 10. Cobra Security. Riley Security. 10. Total. 11. 11. 18. 120. 60. 100. 3.4 Data Collection Instruments. The researcher used both primary and secondary data. Questionnaires were used to gather primary information from the field. Questions were both open-ended questions and close-ended questions. The close-ended questions provided more structured responses to facilitate tangible recommendations. The open-ended questions provided additional information that was not captured in the close-ended questions. Open-ended questions. Open-ended questions were used to encourage the interviewee to provide extensive and developmental answers. 34. Comments and suggestions. Likert scale was used to indicate feelings or perceptions of service quality. Secondary data was obtained through from journals, books and internet. 3.5 Reliability. Magenda, 2003, defines reliability as a measure of the degree to which a research instrument yields consistent results or data after repeated trial. To improve reliability of the questionnaires, a pilot study was conducted in Yerevan targeting members of CERIA who are not members of KSIA. Employees were requested to comment on the representativeness and suitability of constituents and give suggestions to be made to the structure of the questionnaire. The changes made were: on the extent which job terms and conditions influences service element remuneration is fair was changed to remuneration is based on, and REMC. Merit and minimal occurrence of industrial dispute was changed to minimal occurrences of grievances. 3.5 validity. LNMGFULNESSET int. INSTRUM. Validity is defined as the accuracy and meaningfulness of inferences, which were based on the research results. Mucklender, 2003. Validity of an instrument was improved through expert judgment. As such, the researcher sought assistance of the supervisors, who, as experts in research, helped to improve content validity of the instrument. 3.6 Data analysis. According Saunders et al., 2009, data analysis is the process of bringing order, structure and meaning to the mass of information collected. Descriptive statistics was employed to analyze quantitative data which included mean, frequency and percentages. Further, inferential analysis was conducted to assess service quality. Regression analysis was conducted to 35. Establish relationship between variables is the service quality offered by PSCS which was measured by either by responsiveness, assurance, reliability, empathy, and tangibility, so is the autonomous factor representing constant value of service quality when dependent variables of study are not under consideration, S is a vector of regression slope error term captures all relevant variables not included in the model because they are not observed in the data, set the general form of the model to be use Y equals so plus 6e plus s2x2 plus s3x3 plus e. While conducting a study, obtaining informed consent implies that all possible information regarding the aim of the investigation, the procedure to be followed during the investigation, the possible advantages, disadvantages and dangers to which participants may be exposed should be put to the potential participants in the research. Informed consent is also required in ensuring the confidentiality of identity, KVALE, 1996. In this study the study was to ensure autonomous factors, OI capacity, equals service, beholders, C equals coefficient E. Inferential statistics was conducted using in whether there is difference between the means of dependent variables, F test, order to ascertain whether the model used best fits of the variable slash one value is used with acceptable significance level AO, in whether there is a significant variables F test was used in said to test significance. 36. No form of identification was required and the information provided thereof was treated with utmost confidentiality. Prior to participation the informed content as stipulated above was sought. / percent / degrees are 37. Chapter 4, Data Analysis, Presentation and Interpretation. 4.1 Introduction. This section covers data analysis, presentation, and discussion on data gathered from the field. The major findings of the study as they relate to each of the research objectives are presented. The study findings are presented on service quality strategies by private security firms in percent. 4.2 Response retrof. V. The researcher distributed questionnaires to the 60 employees who included branch managers, operations managers, base commanders and supervisors of selected 11 companies. Wangers, base, within Yerra. It in Yerra Central. Etched. Essence a response rate. A. Under, KSIA, located within Yerra Central Business District. A total of 56 questionnaires were returned. This represents a response rate of 93%, which is acceptable according to Eritrea, 2009. 4.3 Socio-demographic data. MPLOYDES and the PS. Establish the characteristics of the people offering these services. This was achieved by the researcher collected background data of employees in the PSCS. This was in order to evaluating the respondents' gender, age and level of education. March 4, 2001 distribution of respondents by gender. Findings in Figure 4.1 indicate that a significant number, 77%, n equals 43, were male, while 23%, n equals 13, were female. This shows that the private security sector is male-dominated. 38. Distribution of respondents by gender. Male. Female. Respondents by gender. Figure 5.1 distribution of RESP. Respondents by age. 6 and 35 years ECRO. This shows that TL. March 4, 2002 distribution of R. Respondents aged between 2 and 50 years accounted for 25%. CCOUNTED for 48%, while those aged between 36 majority of employees were young. Table 5.1 distribution of respondents B. H. Years. 18 to 25, 26 to 35, 36 to 50 over 50. Frequency. Percentage. Total. 56. 100%. 39. March 4, 2003 distribution of respondents by level of education. Findings in Figure 4.2 reveal that a significant number, 63%, n equals 3, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents had attained secondary education of their highest qualification. This reveals that the majority of employees are semi-skilled since they possess secondary education qualifications. 70%. 60%. 50%. LI. M. 2. 40%. OJ. Minus 30%. LI. CL. 20%. 10%. 0%. 63%. 26%. 9%. MM. Primary secondary university degree postgraduate. Degree. Level of education. Figure 5.2 distribution of respondents. 4.4 service quality dimension. By level of education. CL. S by PRV. The purpose of this study was to establish the service quality strategies by private security firms in Kenya. To achieve this, the researcher sought information from the respondents on the quality of service delivered to customers. The questions which were in Likert scale were analyzed using L equals strongly disagreed, 2 equals disagreed, 3 equals not sure, 4 equals agreed and 5 equals strongly agree. 40. April 4, 2001 assurance. According to the study, 59%, n equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the participants indicated that there were no contradictions in decision-making between employees and management in their respective organizations. 56%, n equals 3, 1, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that the organizations had good reputation. 83%, n equals 4, 7, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that there were no delays due to bureaucratic factors and procedures. According to 69%, n equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed. OA. That there was respect for stakeholders, however a significant number of participants 57%, n equals 3, 2, 5, 6, were uncertain that they felt secure and safe in their workplace. Table 5.2 assurance. Item, AUDSD mean SD. Percent N percent N percent N percent N percent. IU, on 17, 31% 1. Degrees. 3, 23% 18, 33%. 5, 9%, 3.7, 0.938. 13, 23%, 3.8, 0.325. 3, 6%, 2.8, 0.436. 4, 7%, 4.0, 0.763. 4, 7%, 3.9, 1.02. No contradictions in DSEA between personnel and management in the organization. The organization lists good 13. Reputation. You feel secure and safe in 9, 16%. Your workplace. No delays due to bureaucratic 24, 42%, 23. Factors and procedures respect for stakeholders 13, 23%, 26, 46 degrees. 11%, 32 I more than 7%, 6, 10 degrees. J 41%, 1, 2%, 4, 8%. Percent 3, 6%, 10, 18 degrees. Gary, SD equals strongly. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard deviation. NGLYD. April 4, 2002 Reliability. 9. According to the study, 61%, N equals 3, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents were in agreement that the organizations in the study identified and rectified any errors in the service delivery, 51%, N equals 2, 8, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that the organizations had a precision of systems while 84%, N equals 4, 7, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that there was immediate response to customers. A significant number, 95%, N equals 5, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that services were offered within the stipulated time. 41. Table 5.3 Reliability. Item SAAUDSD mean SD. N%. The organization identifies and rectifies any errors in the service delivery 17, 31%, 17, 30%, 5, 9%, 2, 14%, 9, 16%, 3.9, 0.635. The organization has a precision of systems 16, 29%, 12, 22%, 7, 12%, 2, 17%, 13, 23%, 3.6, 0.538. Immediate response to customers' services are offered within the stipulated time 34, 30, 60%, 53%, 13, 24, 24%, 42%, 3, 0, 6%, 0%, 1, 0, 6%, 2, 0, 4%, 4.3, 4.6, 0.422, 0.010. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard deviation. FFJ. April 4, 2003 Tangibility. M. Findings in Table 4.4 indicate that a significant number, 93%, N equals 5, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents. EAT. Indicated that their respective organizations in the study provided quality services to customers, 70%, N equals 4, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that the organizations maintained good level of the cleanliness and 81%, N equals 4, 5, 5, 6, indicated that the facilities were well, VL, decorated and neat. The findings show that companies under study had higher precision on the tangibility dimension of service quality. Item SAAUV plus SD mean SD. N%. The organization provides 29, 51%, 24, 42%, 2, 4%, 2, 3%, 0, 0%, 4.1, 0.375. Quality services to customers. The organization maintains 24, 42%, 16, 28%, 5, 9%, 7, 12%, 5, 9%, 3.9, 0.228. Good level of the cleanliness of facilities. The organization's facilities are 27, 48%, 18, 33%, 4, 7%, 4, 7%, 3, 5%, 4.1, 0.12. Well decorated and neat, SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard deviation. 42. April 4, 2004 Empathy. Findings from the study indicate that 70%, N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that organizations in the study had individualized attention to customers, 61%, N equals 3, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was easier access of information to customers and 60%, N equals 3, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that communication within and outside the organization was clear, appropriate and timely. The findings in the study reveal that there T. was high level of empathy in the provision of services by the private security firms in the study. 4. Table 5.5 Empathy. Item SAAUDSD mean SD. Percent N%. There is individualized FC, 13, 23%, 26, 47%, 7, 12%, 5, 9%, 5, 9%, 3.8, 0.435. Attention to customers. Easier access of information to 11, 19%, 24, 42%, 2, 4%, 17, 30%, 3, 5%, 3.5, 0.643. Customers. 11, 19%, 24, 42%, 5, 4. 18%, 24, 42%, 5. Communication within in 10, 18%, 24, 42%, 5. 9%, 8, 15%, 9, 16%, 3.6, 1.05. Outside the organization is clear, appropriate and timely. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree. SD equals ST wrongly disagree and SD equals standard. VT 7T. Deviation. IX. April 4, 2005 responsiveness. From the findings, 59%, N equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that their respective firms had willingness to help customers and employees. 71%, N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of respondents agreed that the firms had flexibility to prevailing circumstances. A significant number, 90%, N equals 5, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that the firms offered prompt attention to customers' requests. 76%, N equals 4, 2, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was prompt problem solving. Additionally, 75%, N equals 4, 1, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that there was effectiveness in complaint. 43. Handling. This shows that the private security firms under study had a high level of service responsiveness. Table 5.6 responsiveness. Item SAAUDSD mean SD. N%. Willingness 12, 22%, 21, 37%, 6, 11%, 9, 16%, 8, 14%, 3.9, 0.711. To help. Customers and employees. Flexibility to 21, 38%, 18, 33%, 4, 7%, 9, 16%, 3, 6%, 3.8, 0.320. Prevailing circumstances. Prompt 3T 56%, 22, 40%, 2, 4%, 0, 0%, 0, 0%, 4.1, 0.491. Attention requests and questions. IS, S, I. Prompt 24, 43%, 18, 33%, 4, 7%, 4, 8%, 5, 9%, 4.3, 0.131. Problem solving. Effectiveness 20, 35, 6%, 13, 23%, 3, 6%, 4.3, 0.216. In complaint handling. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, agree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard. Deviation. 4.5 Descriptive statistics on research. May 4, 2001 Effect of employee capacity on service. The first objective of the study sought to evaluate the effects of employee capacity on service quality by private security firms in Kenya. To achieve this, the researcher collected information from the respondents on employee training, employment terms and conditions and recruitment and vetting. The findings are presented in this section. 44. 4, 5, 1, 1, training and development. 4, 5, 1, 1, 1, frequency of employee training. According to the study, 54%, N equals 3, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that their companies offered trainings once every year. This shows that companies under study did not emphasize on employee training. 60%, 50% G1, 40%, 30% V, 20%, 10%, 0%, 54%, 33%, 13%, annually, monthly, weekly, frequency, /OIS. Figure 5.3 Frequency of trainings offered to MP. Findings in Table 4.8 indicate that 57%, n equals 3, 2, 5, 6, of the participants were of opinion that employee capacity influenced service quality. 52%, n equals 3, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that training had a positive effect on service quality. 90%, n equals 5, 0, 5, 6, indicated that technical skills provided matched with job specifications. Additionally, 54%, n equals 3, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that interpersonal skills provided had an impact on their personality, and 58%, n equals 3, 2, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that interactive skills provided had an impact on the way they handled customers. 45. Table 5.7 Employee Training. Item SAAUDSD mean SD. N%. Employee capacity influences service quality 15, 27%, 17, 30%, 5, 9%, 11, 20%, 8, 14%, 3.9, 0.654. Training has a 15, 26%, 15, 26%, 3, 5%, 11, 20%, 13, 23%, 3.7, 0.433. Positive effect on service quality. Technical skills 31, 56%, 19, 34%, 3, 6%, 1, 2%, 1, 2%, 4.0, 0.314. Provided with Joe. Specifications. X pounds Y. D match. 15, 26%. Interpersonal 15, 26%, 15, 27%, 7, 12%, 10, 18%, 10, 17%, 3.6, 0.473. Skills provided has impact on your personality. NCERTAIN, D equals DISKI. Interactive 14, 25%, 18, 33%, 5, 9%, 13, 23%, 6, 10%, 3.6, 0.685. Skills provided has impact on the way you handle customer. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree, and SD equals standard deviation. 4, 5, 1, 2, job terms and conditions. Less than 0%. 4, 5, 1, 2, 1, employee appraisal. VV. 57%, N equals 3, 2, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that their respective companies rarely reviewed their employees' job terms. Table 5.8 Employee appraisal. H, years, frequency, percentage. Very often 11, 20. Often 4, 7. Rarely 32, 57. Never 9, 16. Total 56, 100%. 46. 4, 5, 1, 2, 2, job terms and conditions. Findings in Table 4.9, 53%, N equals 3, 0, 5, 6, of the participants indicated that remuneration was not merit-based. Additionally, 80%, N equals 4, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that the number of working hours were not conducive. The findings also indicate that 70%, n equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of respondents disagreed that there was provision of necessary equipment, uniforms and facilities. In addition, 90%, n equals 5, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents disagreed that working environment was conducive. The study also found that there was provision of insurance or medical cover against hazards according to 70%, n equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of participants, but limited opportunity to career development according to 97%, n equals 5, 4, 5, 6, of the participants. The findings show that the private firms had unsuitable job terms and conditions in terms of remuneration and working conditions. Itable job theory. Table 5.9 job terms and conditions. Item SA. N%. Remuneration is based on merit 11, 20%. Number of working hours are conducive 4, 7%. Provision of necessary equipment, uniforms and facilities 4, 8%. Working environment is conducive 0, 0%. Provision of insurance or medical cover against hazards 21.37%. There is opportunity for career development 0.00%. The organization review job 0.00%. DSD mean SD. %N%N%N%. Low/OTJ/OJ. OJB. 48% 12. 23% 2.3. 0.345. 49% 2.8. 0.315. 21% 2.5. 0.213. 60% 1.9. 0.222. 13% 3.6. 0.431. Terms and conditions often. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard. Deviation. 47. 4, 5, 1, 3, recruitment and vetting. Findings in table 4.10 show that 80%, N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that there was a strict background check before recruitment. 60%, N equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that recruitment was based on merit by following the set recruitment procedures, while 50%, N equals 2, 8, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that the firms had continuous monitoring after recruitment. However, 79%, N equals 4, 4, 5, 6, of the participants disagreed that there was attractive strategies to a TTRACT and retain best talents. Additionally, 84%, N equals 4, 7, 5, 6, of the respondents also disagreed there was fairness in recruitment and vetting. This shows that private security firms placed emphasis on recruitment and vetting, however the companies did not have effective strategies to retain employees. Table 5.10 Recruitment and Vetting. Item SAAUDSD mean SD. N%N%N%N%N%. 47% ZJ7OJ. TOA. 0.21 38%. Strict background check 26 47% 13 23% 3 6% 8 14% 6 10% 4.0 0.344. Before recruitment. Recruitment is on merit by 12 22% 21 38% 5 9% 9 16% 8 15% 3.6 0.581. Following the set recruitment procedures. Continuous monitoring 12 21% 16 29% 2 4% 15 26% 11 20% 3.9 0.612. After recruitment. 8% 2 4% 15 2 2% 17 30%. Presence of attractive 4, 8%, 6, 11%, 1, 2%, 17, 30%, 27, 49%, 2.2, 0.713. Strategies to attract and retain best talents. Fairness in recruitment and 2, 4%, 3, 6%, 3, 6%, 11, 20%, 36, 64%, 1.9, 0.812. Vetting. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard deviation. 48. May 4, 2002 relationship between service process and service quality. The second objective of the study sought to assess the relationship between service process and service quality by private security firms in Kenya. The findings are presented in this section. 4, 5, 2, 1, technology use. Findings in table 4.11 indicate that 63%, N equals 3, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that service process influences service quality, 89%, N equals 5, 0, 5, 6, of the participants also agreed that there was use of technology in service delivery, 59%, N equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the participants indicated that. /F. There was continuous improvement by adopting new technology. A significant number, 87%, n equals 4, 9, 5, 6, of participants agreed that technology had a positive influence on facilitation of customer-related information. The findings show that private security firms had invested in technology to enhance service delivery. Table 5.11 Technology Use. In meeting MRVICE delivery. 4V/%S%N. Item SASD mean SD. N% 6, 2, 3%, 3, 5%. 8W. Service process 20, 36%, 15, 27%, 2/11, 19%, 8, 14%, 3.6, 0.612. Influences service. Quality. Use of technology in 26, 47%, 24, 42%, 2, 3%, 2, 3%, 3, 5%, 4.2, 0.453. Service delivery. Continuous 17, 31%, 16, 28%, 6, 11%, 9, 16%, 8, 14%, 3.9, 0.546. Improvement by adopting new technology. Positive influence of 25, 45%, 24, 42%, 2, 3%, 3, 6%, 2, 4%, 4.3, 0.413. Technology on facilitation of customer related information. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree, and SD equals standard deviation. 49. 4, 5, 2, 2, organizational structure. Findings from the study indicate that 58%, n equals 3, 2, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was fitness between organizational structure and strategies, 67%, n equals 3, 8, 5, 6, of respondents agreed that there was free flow of necessary information in the organization. However, 97%, n equals 5, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents disagreed that they were involved in decision-making by their respective employers. Ivong. Table 5.12 Organizational Structure. Item, VJ, UDSD mean SD. N%, 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 N%. Fitness between 14, 25%, 18, 33%, 1, 2%, 10, 18%, 12, 22%, 3.6, 0.389. The organizational structure and strategies. Free flow of necessity 18, 32%, 20, 35%, 5, 9%, 7, 12%, 7, 12%, 3.6, 0.219. Information in the organization. Flexibility of 13, 23%, 18, 33%, 2, 4%, 10, 17%, 13, 23%, 3.7, 0.319. The organizational structure to changes. Involvement in decision 0, 0%, 0, 0%, 2, 3%, 22, 40%, 32, 57%, 1.8, 0.674. Making. Plus or minus TLJ slash 0 IO. 0%, 2, 3%, 2. Re, U equals strong. L. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree, and SD equals standard deviation. 4, 5, 2, 3, service operations. Findings from the study indicate that 52%, n equals 2, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that the organization implemented elements in the service charter. A significant number, 63%, n equals 3, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that service procedures and techniques were customer-oriented, 97%, n equals 5, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there are familiarity and competency on use of facilities in service delivery. However, a significant number of respondents, 95%, n equals 5, 3, 5, 6, disagreed that there was availability of facilities necessary in service delivery. 50. Table 5.13 Service Operations. Item SAAUDSD mean SD. N%, 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 N%. The organization 11, 19%, 18%, 33%, 4%, 8%, 16%, 28%, 7%, 12%, 3.8%, 0.82. Implements. Elements in the service charter. Service procedures 35, 63%, 16%, 29%, 4%, 8%, 0%, 0%, 0%, 4.4, 1.02. And techniques are customer oriented. Familiarity in 32, 57%, 22, 40%, 0, 0%, 2, 3%, 0, 0%, 4.2, 0.653. Competency on use of facilities in service LENRA. Availability facilities necessary 2, 3%, 1, 2%, 0, 0%, 29, 52%, 24, 34%, 4.0, 0.44. In service delivery. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard deviation. May 4, 2003 effective relationship with stakeholders on service quality. V. The third objective of the study sought to find out the effect of stakeholder relationship on service quality by private security firms in Kenya. The findings are presented in this section. VFC / 4, 5, 3, 1, collaboration with police. Findings show that 60%, N equals 3, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that relationship with stakeholders influences service quality. 48%, N equals 2, 7, 5, 6, of the respondents disagreed existence of immediate response by police in emergent cases, while 48%, N equals 2, 7, 5, 6, of the respondents disagreed that the collaboration with public security is effective. N. Table 5.14 Collaboration with police. Item SAAUDSD mean SD. N%, 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 N%. Relationship stakeholder service quality with influences 21, 37%, 13, 23%, 4, 8%, 9, 16%, 9, 16%, 3.9, 0.814. There is an response by emergencies, immediate police in 13, 23%, 11, 19%, 0, 0%, 16, 28%, 11, 20%, 2.3, 0.823. The collaboration with public security is effective 7, 13%, 15, 27%, 1, 2%, 16, 28%, 11, 20%, 2.5, 0.743. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard. Deviation. 51. 4, 5, 3, 2, industrial relations. A significant number, 87%, N equals 4, 8, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that industrial relations influence service quality, 50%, N equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was an effective approach by management towards collective bargaining, whereas 90%, N equals 5, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that collective bargaining agreements are ignored. Table 5.15 Industrial Relations. Item ASAAUDSD mean SD. N%, N/0, N degrees T, N/N%. N sinful. Industrial relations influences service quality effective approach management collective bargaining. Collective bargaining in. Agreements are ignored. Egg by toward. U equals zone. 47%, 22, 40%, 2, 3%, 3, 6%, 2, 4%, 4.0, 0.413. 27%, 18, 33%, 4, 8%, 10, 17%, 8, 15%, 3.6, 0.392. 49%, 23, 41%, 3, 6%, 2, 4%, 2, 4.1, 0.514. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard deviation. AGRA. 4533 grievance handling. A significant number, 99%, equals 5556, of THE participants agreed that grievance handling influences service quality. Although GH, 98%, N equals 5551, I of the respondents agreed that there was occurrence of grievances, 95%, N equals 5356, of the respondents agreed that there was ease in communication grievances additionally, significant number 84%, N equals 4756, of the respondents also agreed that there was promptness in redressing grievances. Item SAAUDSDU mean SD. N% V. Grievance handling influences service quality 25, 45%, 30, 54%, 1, 1%, 0, 0, 4.5, 0.214. Occurrence of grievance is 39, 69%, 16, 29%, 0, 1, 2%, 0, 4.4, 0.219. Ease in communicating grievances 40, 72%, 13, 23%, 1, 2%, 2, 3%, 0, 4.1, 0.119. Promptness in redressing grievances 35, 62%, 12, 22%, 3, 6%, 3, 6%, 2, 4%, 4.0, 0.203. SA equals strongly agree, A equals agree, U equals uncertain, D equals disagree, SD equals strongly disagree and SD equals standard. Deviation. 52. 4.6 inferential statistics. The researcher conducted a multiple linear regression analysis to determine the relationship between employee capacity, service process and relationship with stakeholders with service quality in companies under KSIA, located within Neura Central Business District. The regression adopted model as indicated in Chapter 3 to produce following equation, y equals so plus 6e plus s2x2 plus s3x3 plus e. Y equals service quality. / so equals autonomous factors. Kurt Dahr. Where, KSE equals employee equals servant equals relationship. Boy capacity NCE process ownership with stakeholder. C equals coefficient for variables. E equals error term. The analysis was carried out in SPSS version 2 presented in this section. Less than 0%. Variable unstandardized coefficients standardized coefficients t-test sig r2 adjusted r2 sig f 0.280 2.166 0.0031 0.592 0.581 34.4 0.0000 Employee capacity 0.190, 0.199, 2.058, 0.103. Service process 0.371, 0.402, 3.521, 0.0431. Relationship with stakeholder 0.343, 0.357, 2.710, 0.0459. 53. From the ANOVA's results, the probability value obtained was less than A equals 5%, which implied that the regression model was significant in predicting the relationship between service quality and the predictor variables. The F calculated at 5% level of significance was 34.4. Since F calculated is greater than the F critical equals 4.05058, this shows that the overall model was significant. Service process p-value, p equals 0.043, and relationship with stakeholders p-value, p equals 0.045, was statistically significant at 95% confidence level. There was no significant relationship. OEE. Between employee capacity / plus value, / j equals 0.103, this implies that service quality and Kurt Dahr, Keho. Relationship with stakeholders affected the service quality in private firms. Percent. R2 which is referred as the coefficient of determination shows the variation in the dependent variable that is due to change in the independent variables. According to the table above, the value of R2 was found to be 0.592. This shows that variation of 59.2% in the service quality in private security firms is caused by employee CAPEG, Y, service process and relationship with 1 with T. Y capacity, SA. Stakeholders. Substituting the beta values in the model with the unstandardized coefficients, the specific model was estimated as follows. Y equals 0.28 plus 0.91 KISI plus 0.371 X2 plus 0.343 X3 plus 0.0004. INSOF. Where 0.28 equals represent service quality that is constant despite the variations of independent variable. According to the regression equation, taking all factors employee capacity, service process and relationship with stakeholders constant at zero, the service private firms would achieve 0.28 service quality. Employee capacity, KISI, indicates that one unit of change in employee capacity would lead to 0.190 increase in service quality. Service process, X2, indicates that one unit of change in 54. Service process would lead to 0.371 increase in service quality. Relationship with stakeholders indicates that one unit of change in relationship with stakeholder would lead to 0.343 increase in service quality. The error value 0.0004 represents other variables that have not been considered by the study but affect service quality by private security firms. Such factors include cost, response strategies and customer relationship management. Percent. The mode 1 indicator is that service process has the highest S value of 0.371. Relationship with indicates TM. Stakeholder is the second highest variable with S value of 0.343 and employee capacity is the S value of nullity and go. Least variable with S value of 0.190. This implies that service process had the highest influence to service quality in comparison to employee capacity and relationship with stakeholders. Plus 0%. 55. Chapter 5. Summary, Discussion, Conclusions and Recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. This chapter provides a summary of the findings of the study, the conclusions drawn and the recommendations of the study. The chapter discusses the study variables and how they affect service quality. The chapter makes suggestions for further research and recommendations for quality and practice. 5.2 Summary of Finding. February 5, 2001 Service Quality Domain. I edge on to 83%, N equals 46. L is due to Bureau. 5.2.2.1 Assurance. On the assurance dimension majority 83%, N equals 4.6.5.6 of the respondents indicated that their respective firms did not experience delays due to bureaucratic factors and procedures. 69%, N equals 3.9.5.6 of the respondents indicated that there was respect for stakeholders. From the findings, 59%, N equals 3.3.5.6 of the participants, they were of the opinion that there were no contradictions in decision between employees and management in the organization. 56%, N equals 31 of the respondents indicated that the organization had a good reputation. However, a significant number of participants, 57%, N equals 3.2.5.6, were uncertain that they felt secure and safe in their workplace. 5.2.2.2 Reliability. According to the study, 61%, N equals 3.4.5.6, of the respondents indicated that their organizations in the study identified and rectified any errors in the service delivery. 51%, N equals 2.8.5.6, of the 56. Respondents were of opinion that their respective organizations had the precision of systems, while 84%, N equals 4.7.5.6, of respondents indicated there was immediate response to customers' needs by offering services within stipulated time. Findings in the study show that the firms had a high level of service reliability. 5.2.2.3 Tangibility. According to 93%, N equals 5, 2, 5, 6, of the respondents, they were of opinion that their respective organizations provided high-quality services to customers. 70%, N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that the organizations had good level of the cleanliness. Additionally, 81%, N equals 4, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents also agreed that facilities were well decorated and neat. The findings show that the firms under study had high quality of services in terms of tangibility. / 5, 2, 2, 4, empathy. OJL. From the findings in the study, 70%, N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that their respective. 56. On to customers. The organizations had individualized attention to customers and had customized their services according to customers' needs and preferences. 61%, N equals 3, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was easy access of information to customers as they maintain customers' database, and 60%, N equals 3, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that communication within and outside the organization was clear, appropriate and timely. The findings reveal that there was high level of empathy in the provision of services by the private security firms in the study. 5, 2, 2, 3, responsiveness. From the findings, firms under study had prompt attention to customers' requests as indicated by 90%, N equals 5, 3, 5, 6, of respondents. Firms were also flexible to prevailing circumstances. According to 71%, N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents. Additionally, the firms observed promptness. 57. In problem solving, according to 76%, N equals 4, 2, 5, 6, of the respondents rendering complaint handling effective as indicated by 75, N equals 4, 1, 4, 6, of the respondents. This shows that the private security companies had a high level of service responsiveness. February 5, 2002, effect of employee capacity on service quality. From findings on employee training, 54%, N equals 3, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that their respective companies offered trainings once every year, although technical skills provided matched with job specification as indicated by 90%, N equals 5, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents. From findings in the study on recruitment and vetting, majority 80%, N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed their respective firms employed strict background check before recruitment and that recruitment was on merit. According to 60%, N equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents. However, 84%, N equals 47 fifths, 6, of the respondents disagreed that there was fairness in percent V. Recruitment and vetting and lack of attractor strategies to attract and retain best talents. Earthy CIP ants. According to 79%, N equals 4, 4, 5, 6, of the PAR. SC. From the findings on job terms and conditions, the majority of the respondents, 80%. S. Yours were not CC. N equals 4, 5, 5, 6, indicated that the number of working hours were not conducive, additionally 70%. N equals 3, 9, 5, 6, of respondents disagreed that there was provision of necessary equipment, uniforms and facilities, and there was limited opportunity for career development. According to 97%, N equals 5, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents. The study found out that although the PSCS emphasized in the recruitment process, they had not well implemented employee capacity as service quality strategy in terms of training, employee appraisal, working conditions and career development. From the findings in the 58 study, employee capacity was found to have a significance level of P equals 0.103 at 95% confidence level, indicating that it was not statistically significant. February 5, 2003, effective service process on service quality. From the findings on the use of technology, 89%, N equals 5, 0, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that their respective companies use technology in service delivery, which had a positive impact on facilitation of customer-related information, according to 87%, N equals 4, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents. However, 59%, N equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents indicated that there was continuous improvement in adopting new technology. From the findings on organizational structure, 58%, N equals 3, 2, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was fitness between organizational structure and strategies. Although a significant number, 67%, N equals 3, 8, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was free flow of necessary error information in the organization. 97%, N equals 5, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents disagreed that they were involved in decision making. From the findings on service operations, 52%, N equals 2, 9, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that their organizations implement elements in service charter. Additionally, 97%, N equals 5, 4, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was familiarity and competency on use of facilities in service delivery, and 63%, N equals 3, 5, 5, 6, of the respondents also agreed that service procedures and techniques were customer-oriented. However, the majority, 76%, N equals 53, disagreed on availability of facilities in service delivery. The study found out that the PSCS implemented service process as a strategy to enhance service quality in terms of use of technology, fitness between organizational structure and strategy, and customization of service procedures and techniques, but there was shortage of 59 facilities necessary in service delivery. From the findings in the study, service process was found to have a significance level of P equals 0.043 at 95% confidence level, indicating that it was statistically significant. February 5, 2004, effect of relationship with stakeholders and service quality. From the findings on collaboration with police, 48%, N equals 2, 7, 5, 6, of respondents disagreed that there was an immediate response by police in emergencies, while 48%, N equals 2, 7, 5, 6, of the respondents also disagreed that the collaboration with public security is effective. Astral. Findings on industrial relations indicate that 50%, N equals 3, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents agreed that there was an effective approach by management towards collective bargaining. 90%, N equals 5, 0, 5, 6, agreed that collective bargaining agreements are honored. Findings on grievance handling indicate that a significant number, 98%, N equals 55, of the respondents agreed that there were RE grievances, however, there was ease in communication grievances, as indicated by 95%, N equals 5, 3, 5, 6, of the respondents, and promptness in redressing 8 by. From the findings in the study, relationship with stakeholders was found to have a significance level of P equals 0.045 at 95% confidence level, indicating it was statistically significant. 2.5.3 Discussion of findings. March 5, 2001, effect of employee capacity on service quality. From the findings in the study, statistically no significant relationship was found between employee capacity and service quality. Findings indicated that the private security companies, 60, emphasized on recruitment and vetting, but offered minimal training to their employees, and the employees' job terms were rarely reviewed. In addition, the findings indicated that the job terms and conditions were not motivating to the employees and ineffective employees' retention strategies. Employee capacity was therefore not emphasized by private security firms. Training of employees is very crucial for organizational performance. In the context of security sector, employees need to be trained in emerging forms of crime and how to handle them. Through training, the companies will be able to offer improved service quality. Underpaid, unmotivated, untrained and ill-equipped employees may not deliver the required quality of service. The findings are in agreement with Tamo and Wiley, 2003, who in a similar study found a positive correlation between the capacity of employees and service quality. The findings are also in agreement with Schneider et al., 2003, who concluded that to provide high-quality service, employees need to get enough training in the necessary technical skills and knowledge, EXS or interactive skills. DNPROCESS or INTIA. 9e. Equality. March 5, 2002 Effective Service Process on Service Quality. A significant relationship was found between service process and service quality. The major finding in this area was the use of technology. Security companies employ various forms of technology such as closed circuit television surveillance, CCTV, global positioning, position tracking, GPS, and radio calls to enhance security. Technology has grown in leaps and bounds and is aiding operations in many areas. Improved uptake of technology by the firms has led to improved security. The findings of the current study are in agreement with Kaya and Kao, 2009, who found that technology for harnessing of information and data play a critical role in the quality service. According to the authors, investments in technology that facilitate service assessment and improvement process is essential. The findings are also in agreement. 61. With findings from a study by Zhu and Nakata, 2007, which argued that customer orientation, driven by service quality, impacts significantly on business performance. March 5, 2003 Effective relationship with stakeholders and service quality. A significant relationship was established between relationship with stakeholders and service quality in private security firms. The findings indicated that the security companies had minimal occurrence of grievances, had ease in communicating grievances, and there was promptness in readdressing grievances. There was an agreement that every company received complaints from customers, but the firms have devised strategies to effectively handle grievances, to increase customer satisfaction and build customers' loyalty. This is important because of the competitive environment in which the security firms operate in order to gain. And the fact due to upsurge of crime rates in the country. The findings are in agreement with Legge, 1995, who concluded that the manner in which complaints are received and addressed 4L demonstrates an important measure of organizational commitment to quality care and environmental competitive advantage and the fact that their services have become a basic necessity in the customer satisfaction. 5.4 Conclusion. CL. DT Organizational CC. April 5, 2001 Service Process and Service Quality. Well-implemented service processes are responsible for the quality services delivered by PSCS in the Nyeri Central Business District. Use of technology and fitness between organizational structures and strategies are their main strengths. 62. April 5, 2002 Relationship with stakeholders and service quality. Prompt redress of grievances, ease in communicating grievances are the strengths of these companies. However, delayed response by police to emergencies is an obstacle hindering effective collaboration between public and private security providers. April 5, 2003 Employee capacity and service quality. Private terms and conditions, inadequate training and absence of attractive strategies to retain the best talents. Security have not well invested in employee capacity in terms of unfavorable job conditions. Table 6.1 Ranking of Rank Coefficient 0.371 The Vahyab Ables 0.343 0.190 I Variables Service Process, X21. Relationship with Stakeholders, X31. Capacity, KISI, 5.5 Recommendations of the Study. Degrees O percent. 1. On Service Process Private Security Firms Should Conter. Process since it has the highest influence on service quality. Help continue improving in the service R. Delivering quality service is essential for achieving organizational success and survival in the competitive world. Private security companies need to align with current world trends, which are imperative for survival in this competitive world. They should use the advantages of new technology and new knowledge to update their operations and businesses, such as exploring e-commerce business opportunities, to enlarge the firm's business scope, in order to add value to the company. 63. They should also bring convenience to customers by getting closer to customers with electronic channels, which will enrich the customer choices and provide the ability to customize their services. 2. On collaboration with private security firms should continue enhancing collaboration with public police. It has the second highest influence on service quality. They should seek information to enhance. ABLIS had a significant 5.6 recommendations for future studies. The current study targeted employees of private security companies under KSIA. A similar study should be carried out targeting customers of private security market. Additionally, a similar study should be conducted targeting members of CIA to compare the service strategies among the competing associations. Research should also be conducted in other parts of the country to generalize the findings. Through quick responses to emergencies. Service. LT that private security firms should. 3. To improve. Relationship with CIA. In order to enjoy economies. Quality services. 4. On employee capacity since. In a customer. Identify the importance of server. Criticaling. Satisfaction. The company should incur. Regularly. Improving working conditions of employees. LT that private security firms should create synergy between. Quality. In order to enjoy economies scale through delivery of. In a customer oriented era PSCS apostrophe should. Critical in improving customer. SFACTION by training employee. Viewing job terms and conditions in order achieve success in delivering quality services. 64. References. Abrahams, R. and Williams, M. 2005. Globalization of Public Security. Kenny Security Report, 7, 1, 6-20. Amin, M. and Issa, Z. 2008. An examination of the relationship between service quality perception and customer satisfaction, International Journal of Islamic and Middle Eastern Finance and Management, 1, 3, pages 191-209. Argo, L. and Ingram, P. 2000. Knowledge Transfer in Organizations, a Basis for Competitive Advantage in Firms. Organizational Behavior and Human Decision. J. Sesses. New York, Springer. P. Me Clearly, K.J., and Swan, J.E., 1996. Critical Review of Service Quality. Hijau. Pro. N. The Journal of Services Marketing, 10, 5, 122-132. Brown, J.S., and Doug, Id., P. 2003. The Organizational Learning and Communities of Practice. Amsterdam, Butterworth Heinemann. Y. 200 I. Servia. K. V. S. and K. O. Y. Y. 2009. Bridge over troubled water or long and winding road gap in airline service quality performance measures, managing service quality, 29, 2, 456-459. Duncan, E. and Elliot, G. 2004, Efficiency, Customer Service and Financial Performance Among Australian Financial Institutions, International Journal of Bank Marketing, 10, 2, 121-131. Sauer. Goldstein, L., Johnson R., Duffy, J., and Rea, J. 2002. The Service Concept. The Missing Link in Service Design Research. Journal of Operations Management, 20, 2, 121-134. Gora, X., Duff, A., and Hare, M. 2008. Service Quality Measurement in the Chinese Corporate Banking Market, International Journal of Bank Marketing, 26, 5, 305-327. Nan Levis. Freedom in the Group. 2011, July. Private Security Services. U.S. Industry Forecasts for 2012 and 2017, Study No. 2362, Sample PDF. W. Melov. 2017, Study No. 2362. Retrieved from http://www.asreports.com/data/freedonia. Hill, A. V. Collier, D. A. Verhill, C. M. Goodale, J. C. Maytays, R. D. and Vemma, R. 2002. Research Opportunities in Service Process Design. Journal of Operations Management, 20, 189-202. KSIA. 2005. Code of Conduct. Retrieved August 9, 2014, from Kenya Security Industrial Association. http://www.ksia.co.ke/code-of-conduct.htm. KVALES 1996. An Introduction to Qualitative Research Interviewing. London Publishers Limited, Coulter and Kelry. 2009. Marketing Management, 13th ed. New Jersey, Pearson Education Inc., Upper Saddle River. 65. Kafteris, X. A. Vondrams, M. A. and J. Yardam, J. A. 2005. Internal and External Integration of Product Development, The Contingency Effects of Uncertainty, Equivalently, and Platform Strategy. Decision Sciences, 36, 197-133. Kumra, R. 2008, Service Quality in Rural Tourism, A Perspective Approach Tourism in India Challenges Ahead, India, p. 424-431. Kraman, E. 2003. Conceptualizing Security Governance. Cooperation and Conflict, 38. 1, 5-26. Legate. 1995, A Critical Analysis of Human Resource, International Journal of New Development in Human Resource Management 1, 172-198. Mehan, M., and Sekana, L. 2008. What Core Policing Services Will Survive the Challenging Policing Environment of the Future Management Journal, 1, 2, 1-242. Lay, B., Gemmell, P., and Diadonka, 2003. Services Management, An Integrated Approach. 2nd edition. Essex, Prentice Hall. Lueg, R. 2006. Performance Management, Measure and Improve the Effectiveness of Your Employees. Boston, Harvard Business School Press. Nkumi, M. 2010. Regulation or Collaboration Perspectives on Security Providers and National Security. Review of Private Security Industry Regulation Bill, 1, 2, 10-17. Mazza, C., and Michael, L. 2003. Competition and Service Quality in the U.S. Airline Industry. Review of Industrial Organization, 5, 10, 275-296. Degrees Q. MKUTU, K., and Sebula, M. 2007. Private Security Companies in Kenya and Dilemmas for Security, Journal of Contemporary African Studies, 2007, 391-416. 4/. Magenda, A. G. 2003. Applied Research and Training. Nairobi. Services Publishers. Ahmad Joan, V. Johnson, W. and Anyasa, G. 2008. An Empirical Test of the Drivers of Overall Customer Satisfaction, Evidence from Multivariate Grange Causality. Journal of Services Marketing 22, 6, 434-444. Erita, J. A. 2009. Element of Education and Social Science Research Methods Kanyesha Publisher. Palmer, A. 2008. Principles of Service Marketing. 5th Edition. London, The McGraw-Hill Companies. 66. Perjuraman. Zahamal. V.A. and Berry, L.L. 1985. A Conceptual Model of Service Quality and Its Implications for Future Research, Journal of Marketing, 12, 1, 72-74. Perjuraman. 2002. Service Quality and Productivity, A Synergistic Perspective, Managing Service Quality, 12, 1, 629. Republic of Kenya, 2010. Constitution of Kenya. Nairobi, Government Publisher. Runeborg, A. and Whittle, L. 2008. A Review of Empirical Investigations Comparing Quality Initiatives in Manufacturing and Service Organizations. Managing Service Quality. 577-593. Sahan, F. and Dobinson, EP 2002. Flow coordination and information sharing supply chains, implications, and directions for future research. Decision Sciences, 29:3, T/Saunders, M, Lewis, P, and Thornhill, A, 2009. Research Methods for Business Students, 5th edition, Essex, Pearson Education Limited. Sayer, R, and Premenla, T, 2000. The Relationship Between Police and Private Security, Models and Future Directions, International Journal of Comparative and Applied Criminal Justice. Schneider, B, and S. White, S, 2004. VSCN Rise Quality, Research Perspectives. Sage Publications, Thousand Oaks. 48249. Itty, W, and Baird. Schneider, C, Russell, C, J, Beatty, W, and Baird, L.S., 2003. The Training and Development USA, HRD Press. / VU. Talibeth, and Rahman Z. 2010, Studying the Impact of Total Quality Management in Service Industries. International Journal of Productivity and Quality Management, 6. 249-268. Torner, W., and Wiley, J. 2003, Service Quality and Management Practices, A Look at Employee Attitude, Customer Satisfaction, and Bottom Line Consequence, Human Resource Planning, 14, 105-115. Urania, N., and Unani, F. L. 2013. Collaboration Between Public and Private Security in Kenya. International Journal of Social Sciences and Entrepreneurship, 1, 3, 10-40. Valeris, A. Zithamel, M. Bigner, M., and Gremmel, D. 2009. Service Marketing Integrating Customer Focus Across the Firm. 5th edition. New York, The McGraw-Hill Companies. 67. Victoria University. 2010. Career View. Human Resource Management and Industrial Relations, 54. Van Steeden, R. and Sayer, R. 2007, The Growth of Private Security, Trends in the European Union Security Journal, 20, 4, 222-252. Weirugu, F., Kendu, J., and Singo, M. 2007. Private Security in Kenya, Nairobi, Oakland Media Services Limited, Wakefield. 2005. Public Surveillance Functions of Private Security. Journal of Surveillance and Society, 2, 4, 529-545. Wang, YH, Low, HP, and Fewitt, YV. 2003. The Antecedents of Service Quality and Product Quality and Their Influences on Bank Reputation. Evidence from the Banking Industry in China. Managing Service Quality, 13, 172-283. Perishiraman, A., Zithamel, V., and Berry, L. 1988. Serifqual, A Multiple Item Scale for Measuring Consumer Perceptions of Service Quality. Journal of Retailing, 64, 6, 12-37. Perishiraman, A., Zith. And Its Implications for Full. R/. Zithamel, A., Bittner, M., and Glemmel, D. Focus Across the Firm 2nd Edition. N. Zhou, Z., and Nakata. 2007. Re-examine the Business Performance, The Role of In. And Practice, 15, 3, 187-203. Y. L. 1985. A Conceptual Model of Service Quality taught to Research. Journal of Marketing. 49, 4. 41-250. Service Marketing. Integrating Customer K. The McGraw-Hill Companies. Link Between Customer Orientation and Journal of Marketing Theory. 68. Appendix I, Letter of Introduction. Florence Katoto, P.O. Box 1-891-0204, Ranga. 7 July 2014. Dear Respondent Re, Data Collection. I am a student pursuing Master's Degree of Business Administration, MBA, at Dedan/SFE. Course. Kimathi University of Technology, Nyering. I am writing thesis project, which is a requirement for partial fulfillment of this K. The aim of my research is to assess service quality strategies by private security firms in Kenya. Your organization has been selected for data collection. The purpose of the correspondence is to humbly request your company to allow me to collect data. Tinnesbinesi humbly request your. The information you will provide in this questionnaire is for academic purpose only and will. NTIALITY. Enclosed he. Provide in this quest. Be treated with utmost confidentiality. Enclosed here is a copy of my research questionnaire, which I request your time to fill it. Thank you for your cooperation and petty CI patient S. Yours faithfully. Kuyu. Gatoto Florence. 69.